Hello and welcome to Anatomy of Us, a show dedicated to bringing real help to real couples. I'm your host, Melanie Studley.
What's up, guys? My name is Seth Studley. I'm a licensed marriage and family therapist, and together we are high-performance marriage coaches.
We are cutting through the bullcrap and creating a movement of happy, healthy, badass couples all over the world.
Let's go! What's up, guys? Today's episode is brought to you by Badass Husband Mastermind. Go to badasshusband.com to get more information, but let me tell you a little bit about it. Guys, who is in your corner? Like, literally, who is in your corner? Who's your accountability? Who's your backup? Who's your encouragement? Who is going to kick your ass when you need it? We all need ass kicking sometimes, and it does feel really good to kick other people's ass in a good way. We focus on five key areas: body, brain, beliefs, bank, and board. That covers all of who you are as a human. And guys, if you want to level up, women, if you're listening to this and you want your husband to level up, get him in this group right now. There's nowhere to run, nowhere to hide, and there's everywhere to have high accountability, high encouragement, and we set goals and we get stuff done. So go to badasshusband.com right now. Get in this group. I promise you, you will love it. It will change your life.
This episode contains explicit language that is not very good for tiny ears. So if you're with your kids, put your headphones on. Take it away, Mom and Dad. It's time for the show. Let's go.
What's the
we
new
had
motto?
A crappy marriage, so you don't have to. That's my
home.
That
sounds like an infomercial.
I know, it's the best. So, today on the show, we are actually going to talk about how your friends can change your marriage. Mm. And this is something that I'm really excited to talk about because it also gives us an opportunity to talk about our trip to Orlando and all the fun stuff that we did, but also really dive into this concept of how our close, and you hear us say it all the time, like the mm-hmm. five people you whatever are whatever.
The five
whatever.
People you hang out with the most is who you'll be, right? Show me your friends. There's all kinds of things. Show me your friends. I'll show you your future, right? And there's even studies that also, this dives into furthers the concept of the five people you hang out with the most. Mm-hmm. That's who you'll be. The five people you hang out with the most, you will be in range. I think it's literally like $25,000 range of making the same money. If you hang out with a couple that makes $100,000 a year, you're going to make 75, you're going to make 100, or you're going to make 125, right? Mm-hmm. If you hang out with a couple that makes 25, you might make 50 or zero. I guess that's the wrong thing. Or if you hang out with millionaires, guess what? You're going to be inspired to create, to think about business and money differently, and you're going to attract more of that, right? The same attracts the same.
Actually, let us... We this is so funny. If you're listening to the podcast, by the way, we make a we put these videos on YouTube. I have never once said that on our show. And Stephen Murphy, my friend, was like, "You never tell people that you have like a YouTube channel."
Dang it!
So guys, ladies, we have a YouTube channel.
And
just hold on. So if you watch this particular episode, you will see that there are literally hundreds. How do I say this?
There are
many, many $100 bills.
There's
strewn throughout our set.
There's a couple
today.
Of thousand dollars yes. on the table.
And we did this as a manifestation thing and partially because it's funny and we're weird, but it also has to do with an episode we were recording.
Want to attract more health,
so here
wealth,
we should do
happiness. No.
Put it in your, like this.
Oh boy.
There.
Oh man, okay.
Good, fine.
Now this seems hacky.
Get mad, jeez.
So, anyway, yes, when you said, okay, we're going to talk about this, I knew exactly where you were going with it because... We just got back from Orlando, right?
Fliznorda.
Orlando, Fliznorda. And we stayed in a sweet hotel. We had some sweet times with some sweet friends.
We stayed in the Hilton, in the Orlando Hilton.
Orlando Hilton.
With the lazy river.
And all this stuff, right? And we only got that opportunity because of the circle of friends that I hang out with in a different mastermind, right?
No. There's two components. Mm-hmm. So the first one, you talk about your circle of friends and your mastermind first. Aaron Walker, big A.
Right. So I'm a part of this thing called ISI. It's called Iron Sharpens Iron, right? And it's a mastermind for entrepreneurs. And there's a bunch of old dudes in it who have bought and sold businesses, who are millionaires, who are all this stuff, right? It's the type of people that I want to hang out with. I want their wisdom, their attitude, the things that they attract into their life to rub off on to me.
I hope they don't hear you just say that there's a bunch of old dudes in it. That didn't sound
No, not old dudes. There's not, well, yeah, there's a whole lot of wisdom in it, right? We meet in person twice yearly. We have group Zoom calls, much like the Badass Husband Mastermind, badasshusband.com, by the way, if you really want to level up. And so I've been in that group for about a year and a half, and obviously it's a pay to play, right? We talk about pay to play. You got to pay to be in certain types of rooms that you want to be in, and that gives zillion-dollar dividends, right? And we are experiencing that right now. And Aaron Walker, the leader, had some extra tickets to this thing called PodFest, and it's a gathering of 3,000-plus podcasters in Orlando for a three-day conference to learn, to share, to network, to trade secrets, not secrets, to talk shop about stuff. And the environment is so awesome, right? So because I was in the mastermind, which I got in about a year and a half ago, I got the opportunity to go somewhere for free. He had some extra tickets, and me and Melanie said, yes, let's go, right? Mm-hmm. So the reason we went to PodFest was because of the people, the friends right. that I hang out with in a circle over here, right?
But here's the now, second component.
Yeah, here's the second component.
So
this is cool.
The second component of that is that from making our podcast, we have generated friendships, which sounds so bizarre. And I would have never anticipated that when we started. But we made friends with Paul and Robin Vidar, better. You heard them on our show if you've listened to us for a while. So we became friends with them because they are listeners to our show. Then they became clients. And now they're literally like our best friends. And they live just a few hours south, I think, of Orlando. And so we were like, dudes and dudettes, we are coming to Orlando for PodFest. Can we meet up? Would that work or whatever? Or how did that even work? Did he just offer to come up?
No. Well, yeah. I said, hey, dude, we're going to Orlando. We want to drive down and spend the night at your place, hang out, whatever, for one night. And he said, you know what? I'll one up that and drive to Orlando and bring all the kids and spend 3 days with you guys right. on site.
So we ended up surprising our daughter, Hattie, the one who you heard on the intro. She does the little intro thing. But so we surprised her. Because she loves Paul and Robin's girls. And so that we all went to the Bahamas last year together.
Right.
They're best friends. And so we flew Hattie down there with us. We all stayed in Orlando. So it's like the craziest, coolest culmination of connection and friendship and the relationships that we've built over the last, I don't know, 3 to 5 years that resulted in this amazing weekend that literally is transformative. And one of the things that I was talking to was we talked to Paul and Robin all the time. We text all the time and stuff was like this idea of how amazing it is to have friendships with people that want to see you grow. They want to see your marriage succeed. They want to help you work through your parenting struggles, your relationship struggles, your financial struggles. Like there is nothing ever that can compare to the way that our relationship is with Paul and Robin. Like, would you agree?
Right. It
makes me like want to cry when I'm looking at them sometimes, like when we're at their house.
Yeah. So, and we're just not talking about like, oh, we just have great friendships. Blah, blah, blah,
we made them.
No, I want to really emphasize, and this is one of the number one things on the show. If we can do this, you can do this. If we can do it.
Right.
If we say it is possible and we go for it and think about it strategically, you can do it, right? And just some of the conversations even that I have with Paul, who's also in the Badass Husband Mastermind, I want him...
Oh, and Robin's in women's group coaching,
And Robin is in women's group coaching. Mm-hmm. I want them, just like I want you, except I have real conversations with Paul and Robin, like it's one-on-one. I want them to literally win in every single thing that they do.
Absolutely.
And we talk about it, right? Like, I text him when I land new five-figure clients. Mm-hmm. And he's like, hell yeah. I'm like, yes, hell yeah, right? we talk about everything, like sex. I want him to have amazing sex with his wife, whatever that looks like, right? And we talk about these things. We talk about our stuff, right, with Paul and Robin. Mm-hmm. And it is so, it's like these types of relationships, if you've never had them, which I've only had a handful, and sometimes they go away, right? I don't know. It's like next level stuff that it is all possible if you actually want it. Because some people will see this and go, what are they doing with $100 bills
Weirdos.
All over the thing?
That's weird.
That's arrogant. That's flaunty. That's
you know
whatever.
Who will love it? Paul.
Right. Oh, they talk about like real sex stuff with their friends.
That's weird.
No, it's not.
No, it's not.
No, it's not. Surround yourself with people who want you to win in every single damn thing possible.
Right.
Parenting wins. Intimacy wins. Money wins.
Business
body
wins.
Yeah. Entrepreneurship wins. Business wins. Investment wins. Mm-hmm. Oh, shit. You're going through a hard time? Being real wins. Mm-hmm. Surround yourself with dudes like that, with women like that, and I promise you, it mm-hmm. will lift you up. That's right. All it's done for us.
Right.
Right? It's all it's done. And it hit me when I had... So I got several new clients recently, which is a win, right? Mm-hmm. It's a business win. And years ago, 2, 3, 4 years ago, like when I was talking to our coach and stuff like uh-huh. that, and he's like, hey, man, you can do this. Like, I charge $100K a year for a client. And I'm just like, what? That is impossible. You can never.
That is impossible.
I can never. I am seeing more and more and more and more that it is possible.
Right.
And it's like kind of flipped a switch in my brain or something mm-hmm. like that. Just like, oh, turned a corner. And this is not arrogant. This is a matter of fact. It's like the feeling you get when you finish 75 hard. You're like, holy shit, I can do that.
Right.
I did do that. Right? Or you did something really hard. Right. I talk to clients all the time and we talk about like really difficult, hard things that they've done.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, and you're here now and you're on the other side of it, aren't you? You did it. Let's get that same confidence, that same self-esteem, that same kick-acidness.
Kick-assery.
Kick-assery and bring that back. You've done it before. And I say this all the time. If you've done something good or bad, horrific or terrific,
oh, that's good.
I know, right? I just made it up. You have the power, the potential, the capacity to do it again, right? And I hate this, but I love it. So this morning I ran the hills, right? If you're in the Badass Husband Mastermind, you know exactly what I'm talking about because your ass is going to run those hills when you guys get out here in July. I've done it before when I did not want to. When I felt just fat and gross and no energy, I was like, fuck that. I'm going to do it. And so I set the bar this high. So I have zero excuse. Based on the fact that I've done it before, I can do it again. It's all right here. It's all in your mind. So I ran hills. I was like, oh, I don't want to do this, but I've done it before. You have to. There's no excuses. And I did it. How do I feel when I finish?
Great.
Amazing, mm-hmm. right? So... okay, sorry, that was a rant. But we're talking about the types of friends, the types of relationships.
Well, let me tell you, that wasn't a rant because Paul Vetter shares us his...
interruption time.
Paul shares us his videos of like him running. Remember like his crazy, they like runs in swamps and I don't know how he doesn't get eaten by alligators. But it's so cool. Like think about that. Like we can talk about other friends too. I think we're just specifically... focused on Paul and Robin for this episode because we just got back from hanging out with them and it was just mm-hmm. so life-giving. But one of the things mm-hmm. what?
No, keep on going.
One of the things that is so cool about our friendship with them, and again, this is all to encourage you to create friendships based on how you want your life to look, right? Don't just be like, well, I'm friends with this person because they live 1 minute from my house and I don't know, mm-hmm. they like drink vodka all day long, but you know, proximity, it's easier, right? Like
right.
don't do that. You don't want to have that life. And so find people who are living a
life.
That's
like saying the donut shop is closer to my house than the gym is. I just go to the donut shop because it's closer.
I wish that wasn't so accurate for so many people though.
Yeah.
Like that's the truth. But we honestly, like Paul and Robin, they put out a vibe that we wanted. Like they put out an energy,
uh-huh.
even when they were our clients, even when we were strangers, they put out an energy that we were like, man, that's really cool. And I really like that. And mm-hmm. I really want to do that. And on top of that, Paul puts out a businessman energy. What would you say? Like a business guy?
Business vibe.
Successful business vibe.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was another sort of like attractor, like, oh man, like that's attractive. I want to have that energy in our relationship. I want to have a successful business. I want to mm-hmm. learn from this guy. He clearly knows some things. And so we were intentional in building that relationship. We didn't like sit down and say, hey, strategically speaking, should we?
Subconsciously, even just universally, the actions that we started taking, and I will say that we kind of began this, not kind of, I two specific books. One is the one that talks about
the
growth.
Big Leap?
Nope. Growth and fixed mindset. When I heard that concept, I think it's Carol Dweck, right?
Oh, yeah.
Growth and fixed mindset. I was like, oh, okay. And then The Miracle Morning by Hal Elrod.
Mm-hmm. He just had a birthday.
I know.
Happy birthday, Hal Elrod. We love you.
We do love you. Thank you so much for what you do. Mm. We'd love to have you back on the show. I track that. Come back on the show.
Hal Elrod on the show.
Hal Elrod anyway, on the show. Six, seven,
I want Ursula
whatever.
On the show.
Yeah, that'd be cool too. 6 or 7 years ago, we started down this journey, right? Subconsciously, I'm like, I know there's more. This piques my interest. Let me try this. And I think I have literally always had a growth mindset and doing hard shit. I'm like, oh, that's weird. I once slept without a pillow for 30 days in high school just to see if I could. Okay. So that's weird, right? It's like, okay, do weird fun stuff. Do the cold dip, do the running hills or whatever. I've always had that to a degree. But all this started with The Miracle Morning, Hal Elrod, and then fixed versus growth mindset. And it's just been a journey. And we have attracted more and more and more because what you focus on expands. If you focus on a fixed mindset, if you focus on your excuses, you will get to keep them. You can keep your excuses if you want them. No one is making you do that, right? And the point of this is like, okay, we have money on the table. I want to attract more money, right? Like attracts like. Law of attraction stuff, right? If I have a growth mindset, if I have a positivity bent, and an optimistic mindset, what kind of people am I going to attract, and what kind of people am I going to repel?
Right? May I interject on this
yes.
one? So when we were in Orlando, I think we may have talked about this, but I'm not sure. So it's like, I've never experienced a culture like that where it's like hot and there's a pool vibes. Like that's a whole new thing for me. We went to, you know, the Lazy River and the hotel and all that jazz. And so we're in this really nice hotel. It's right by Disney World. So almost everybody there has like Minnie Mouse ears on. But I was watching the people in the line in front of us. And you were talking about energy and like attracting like. I watched these women. So there was a couple who had a son. And it was the weirdest thing. It was like the first four people in the line. And there was this little boy. And he was just being a little like a 2 or 3 year old kid. Not doing anything bad. Just being a kid. Right. And the one mom, so it was a lesbian couple. So it was two moms and then the women behind them. So one mom says to the other one, like, oh yeah, you're just doing this. Like, put it down. Ugh. Like she just is like this. She sort of like vomited out that the kid is dumb and kids will be kids, you know, like, oh, this weird energy. And then I watched it. She turned around and literally like handed that energy to the woman behind her who was a stranger, right? She looked at her and was like, get, you know what I mean? And then the lady behind, you know, the lady she said it to was like, yeah, like it was the weirdest domino effect of energy that I'd ever seen. Cause again, I was only noticing because the kid really wasn't doing anything wrong. But the relationship that these ladies had with the kid was so odd. I was like, why are they like, the kid's not doing anything. They're just like kind of yelling at him. And so, but then to watch her turn around and hand it to the woman behind her. And then that woman also was like with other women. Turned and was like, yeah, you know, kids, they're the worst. Like it was this weird wave of energy of just like kids are idiots. Parents always know best, but it was so bizarre to watch. And it was like almost like a cracked open how energy works and how friendships works. And so the reason that I'm bringing that up is that if you're in proximity and all of your friends are negative, closed, fixed mindset, they have a closed mindset, they have, they don't want to grow, then you are really going to struggle. Like you actually, you might not struggle at all. You will just stay stuck exactly where they are. So look around you and ask yourself, what are your friends doing? So how about this? How about 5, 6, 7 years ago, what were our friends doing? And not that any of our friends are bad. So I'm not at all trying to say that, but what were our friends doing then? And if we had stayed on that trajectory, what would we probably be doing now?
We wouldn't be doing this now.
Right. I bet you I would still be teaching voice lessons, which is great. It's not bad. But I guarantee you I would feel very frustrated.
Yeah. It's like leaving stuff on the table. I've talked about that concept before. I don't want to leave anything on the table when I have the opportunity to grab it. Like if I walked in and looked at our studio table right now, I'm like, holy shit, there's like thousands of dollars and hundreds on here. I could literally just walk away.
Like if you're watching, There's literally hundreds of dollars, thousands of whatever I'm saying. But then there's also a two 20s and a 10. Mm-hmm. Most people are like, whoa, all of these possibilities. I'll just take this 10. Mm. And crink.
Are you ASMR now?
Yeah, there's the 10 you're taking. Come on, guys. There's hundreds of dollars on this table.
Right.
Take the hundreds.
I'm not willing to, and you too, duh. We would be like, oh, okay, let's get this money. You know, let's take it.
And look at the opportunity that all of this money will give us.
Exactly. And we leave so much on the table in our individual life, in our married life, in our sex life, mm-hmm. in our business life, in our parenting life, in our physical life, like right. our physical body. We talk about this often. I have been on like in peak physical shape, right? Like literal great shape, feeling good, doing a routine for a zillion days in a row. And then the opposite of that, usually it's when we go on vacation or something like that, and just eat shit, drink whatever, and then I feel fat, I feel slow, I feel gross, I feel...
Slug.
Yeah. And I would much rather have the former than the latter.
Right. And I do want to... I love this idea, like we just use this analogy of dollars on the table, take all the hundreds, and then that actually gives you an opportunity to have an amazing experience. And I think of even sort of drawing a... analogy or whatever, what I'm trying to say, of like, think about the people we've met. A perfect example, Agnes. Agnes is a friend that I made in college.
What's her full name?
What's her first name? Eugenia. I can't tell her whole name on the podcast. Oh, yeah, okay. Personal information.
Okay, that's true.
But anyway, Agnes is from Indonesia and she was my first international friend. I was her first American friend and we were in photography class together. And I maintained a friendship with her because she's amazing and wonderful. And we got the opportunity when she got engaged to go to Spain to her wedding because she married a man. She married Ale and he is from Spain. They're in season one of our show, actually, which we will be releasing so that people can hear it because it's very hard to find season one. Mm-hmm. But the opportunity of simply staying in friendship and relationship with Agnes and Ale created opportunities for us to go around all of Europe. But that was, we invested in it, right? Mm-hmm. And how fulfilling was that? How impactful was that trip? Was it like?
It was one of the life-changing moments out of many
right.
that we've had.
Right. But we had to, we've invested in it. We spent a lot of money. We spent time. We did things that our friends weren't willing to do. We mm-hmm. dropped our three children off at his parents' house for not 1 week, not 2 weeks, 3 weeks. More than half of a month, we literally didn't even
22 days
see our children. And we backpacked and it was really amazing. But I'm saying that all mm-hmm. because in order to grow and have these amazing friendships and relationships, there is sacrifice. Mm-hmm. There's work that has to be done, but it can feel challenging and it's challenging in a good way that growth is challenging. Like what does that guy call it? It's not distress, it's
eustress,
which I hate that. It just sounds like eustress, like ovulating.
Yeah.
Is that not the same thing?
It might be spelled the same. I don't know.
I don't even know. But no, anyway.
It's
not.
I've known it. It's a, yeah, it's, I've known that for decades.
It just sounds weird. But yeah. Anyway, it is worth doing it because again, just like if you were to collect all the thousands of dollars on this table, you could then go out and have a really amazing experience or buy something super awesome and do something that zero money can't get you, but thousands of dollars can get you. Zero good friendships can't get you much, but lots of great friendships.
Zero good friendships.
Lots of great friendships can get you lots of amazing things.
And you can give a lot of things. Yes, it's not just about get an awesome friend and then you'll
go
party.
To España.
No, we all know the value and the feeling.
I've been
that
to Portugal.
Would you be quiet?
I'm excited.
We all know the feeling and the value that we get of helping
right.
somebody. Like if I can help Paul or Robin or any of the dudes in the ISI mastermind or any of the dudes in the Badass Husband mastermind or any coaching clients, if I can help them, truly help them, paid or not, mm-hmm. it feels really good. Zig Ziglar, if you haven't listened to him, he's phenomenal.
I'm going to change my name Mig Migler.
Sig Sigley
and Mig Migley.
No, I'm Sig Sigley.
And I'm Mig Migley. Anyway, so what did Sigley say?
Zig Ziglar says, help enough people get what they want and you will get what you want, mm-hmm. right? And it's not like, okay, I'm going to help enough people get some money so I can get money. No, help them find who they are. Help them bust out of their upper limit beliefs, help them fit in their fully person shaped space on YouTube. If you're watching, it's like, this is my power pose, like hands up on the air. I just scored a touchdown. I just killed a deer. I just did something awesome. I just scored a client.
I just hit a raccoon in our car going 55.
Oh, that's a hilarious story that we'll have to tell in a minute. I just helped an old lady across the street. Help enough people get what they want, and you will get what you want. Yeah. Every time. It's a universal principle. And also Bob Proctor.
Born Rich. Oh my gosh.
Listen
I
to
love
Bob Proctor.
Bob
you guys.
Proctor.
Awesome.
And I'm so
I was going
mad
somewhere
at myself
with
that,
had... but okay, go ahead and say what you were saying, your story.
I know what I was going to say. So you were just saying, if I can, it's not just about getting things, it's about giving and whatever. So one of the most, it's just such a cool relationship that we have with a lot of our friends, not just Paul and Robin, but like we just got back from being with them in Florida. And we work with couples and we work with families and our coaching and stuff. Mm-hmm. And we have three kids and we've been through some stuff. And I was just watching Paul's relationship with one of his kiddos. And excuse me, as we got back, it was just on my heart to be like, hey, you know, I'm just going to send him some of my thoughts. So we often will record like little videos of us talking and then just send them to each other, text them. And so I was like, hey, dude, I've noticed these like three things and I think these four things might be helpful and you might want to consider this as it pertains to your kiddo because I've been there. I know that struggle, blah, blah, blah. I shared parenting advice completely unsolicited, but then also I shared diet advice because Paul and I are very similar where it's like, if there's food in front of us, we will eat it all. Even if we are full and sick and feel bad, we'll still eat all the food. And so I was just like, hey, this is on my heart. Wanted to share it with you. Might be helpful. And it was so cool. Actually, I should show it to you. Because he got back to me and we're super great friends. So we do this all the time. You can almost never get Paul to not have words to say in response. And he just looked at the camera and was like, I've nothing to say. Like, that's amazing. Thank you. I have to think about all of these things, but like, thank you.
Right.
And that was such a cool opportunity where, again, I was just sharing what was on my heart because we've walked some of these paths before. We've struggled with these things before. I might have something that could help him. And so just even the opportunity to like bless a friend like that, you don't get that with friends that are, you know.
So
you didn't let me say what the friends are like that you don't get that from.
Say it.
Like in their sweatpants in the middle of the day and their SpongeBob J's at Walmart.
Gross.
We do judge.
Sometimes. So you said that the advice was like unsolicited, right?
Yes.
And we had a conversation about unsolicited advice in one of the mastermind groups. And one of the dudes was saying that oftentimes advice unsolicited is advice ignored, right? Like if I just went up to a mom and said, hey, you shouldn't be doing that. You're like, who the hell are you? Kind of thing, right? Mm-hmm. However, with really close friendships and like bands of brothers, like that you get in a mastermind type of group, you can give that advice because we each give permission.
Oh, yeah.
It's like an unspoken thing. It's like, okay,
I get excited.
If you see me being an asshat, Paul, or other people, you have permission to tell me.
Yes.
Right? Like, bro. What are you doing, right? And Paul has given me unsolicited, yet very appreciated and revered advice on some business stuff. Now, just some context. Paul's company is on track to do $3 million this year.
It's not a lot of millions for millions.
Is that somebody I want in my corner? That someone that I want to give, that I will gladly receive unsolicited business advice from? Someone who's on track to do 3 million, miltions.
Mitiliotins?
Yes. It's like having an older couple who's been married 50 years, and every time you see them, they're just hugging and kissing and so considerate, so kind,
happy, yeah.
So happy, so loving to one another. Would it be wise of me to attach my train to them and say, you literally have permission to give me unsolicited advice.
Yeah.
I would so appreciate it.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying?
And what's so cool is like even when we were, so again, Paul and Robin, we were in the Bahamas with them and their friends, Meg and Joe.
Yeah.
I always want to turn their name into like a different name so it gets sketchy when I say
it. Oh, Jeg and Mo?
No, don't ever do that. No, I'll never remember it right. But anyway, when we were all in the Bahamas together, it was so cool when if someone were to say, like if Robin or Meg, anybody was like, hey, I noticed something. I get excited because I know, number one, they're going to point something out to me that I am blind to. Mm-hmm. But number two, it's going to be helpful. The art, like when you create friendships with people who, again, value who you are as a person, want to see the best for you in all aspects of your life, when they have any insights about you, mm-hmm. you know and can trust that it is good, loving, kind, and will be helpful for you. So anytime that Paul has ever said or Robin has ever said anything like us or like that to us, mm-hmm. it's exciting. It's exciting because you know it's going to be growth on the other end of it, you know?
Yeah.
And so,
are you kidding me?
I just wanted to share this whole thing. Actually, let me tell you the raccoon story really fast and then we'll go on.
No, can I tell it?
Sure.
Okay. So we, this is important, right? And if you're listening to this and go, oh great, they're bougie or whatnot. No, it is our mindset around money. It comes to me abundantly, freely, and I also spend it and give it abundantly and freely.
Okay? Love it, love it, love it.
Love it, love it, love it. So I have decided that whenever we travel now, I do not rent shitty $40 a day cars. I just can't. I cannot.
You could, but you choose not to.
I choose not to. So lately, we've been getting BMWs and Cadillacs. Sounds so silly, but I don't care.
Every time you say that it sounds silly, it's literally like pointing to a limiting belief.
Right.
That sounds silly. No, it doesn't. It doesn't sound silly to Miss Kev.
Hell yeah.
That's she went to Egypt for Christmas. It doesn't sound silly.
I only got to Egypt for Christmas. Are you kidding me?
Me too.
So anyway, we get this like Cadillac XTS or something like that. I don't even know. I really don't like American cars, but that's what we got. It was the upgraded thing, right? And so it's like this SUV thing, and it's nice. And so we're getting on the turnpike somewhere in Florida, I think like 538 or something like that. And I'm accelerating. I'm, you know, about up to 60 now. And Hattie, so we took our daughter too. That's the thing. Like one of our missions is to whenever we travel with, if not all of our kids,
at least one of them,
some of our kids. So we took our wonderful daughter, Hattie, right? Right.
Mind you, if you're a sensitive listener, skip ahead.
Well, who cares? You don't need a caddy up for that.
I don't know.
I don't care. It's too much. It's like, ugh, too
just
much.
Just go.
Anyway, on the on-ramp, and it's a long on-ramp, you know? So I'm going 60, fixing to merge, and I look over on the left side of the road.
Like in between the freeway and the on-ramp.
So it's a decent way away, right? I'm like, oh, a raccoon.
And Hattie's like, oh.
So, Hattie looks up, and that son of a bitch decided to run right in front of my Cadillac going 60 miles an hour. And wham! Nailed it.
It was the worst sound ever.
But the thing was, I was like, oh, it's a cute raccoon. And this was like, it was like a size of a hog. It was a giant raccoon.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a raccoon. Hattie looks up smiling.
Yeah.
Oh. Crushed it. Smashed it.
Like the sound of like bones hitting the car. It was a terrible.
And it messed up the front of the car too.
A lot.
So Hattie immediately.
She's in the backseat just sobbing.
And I promise you. So Melanie's consoling our daughter who just saw a beautiful, like, you know, nice raccoon. Oh, it's cute. It's furry. Pancake style, gosh. Right? And me as a dad, I'm just like, oh my God.
Right. It was like National Lampoon's or whatever.
I was cracking up. I was laughing so hard. But Hattie could not see me laughing or else
it would have been over.
More hell would break loose. It would have been what?
Over. It would have been over.
Oh, man. So I was in the front seat just laughing. I was like, oh my gosh, this was like, if this has dad joke, this has dad stuff written all over it. I can't believe that just happened, but it was hilarious.
Oh my gosh.
And then we proceed to drive like 150 miles to Paul and Robin's house. And we just hear this sound scratching the whole time. I'm like, uh-oh, yeah. Did I just jack up the car? And then we get to Paul and Robin's house, and I'm like, what? And the whole like ground effect front bumper thing has been scraping the freeway for 150 miles. And I'm like, this thing is toast.
It was like slowly coming off because it wouldn't make a sound like the whole
time.
Yeah,
then
it
would turn. Like,
it would randomly, like, you would turn and it would make this terrible. We're like, oh my gosh. So, yeah.
It was pretty crazy. It and was then me insane. And Paul like took the whole thing off.
But even that was such a funny, I mean, it felt terrible for Hattie. It felt terrible for the raccoon. Right. But so it was
that
a funny
moment.
That has
nothing
moment.
To do with the friends you have. It was just a side kind of anecdotal thing that was funny. But it sounds like we wanted to make another point after
I
that.
Did. So I just want to encourage you that, and actually let me caveat really quickly. We have a bunch of really amazing friendships and I want to highlight some of the friendships that have impacted our marriage and our relationship and our growth as people. So mm-hmm. one of the friends that you've also heard on the show is Brooke and Jerry. Brooke and Jerry Roswell. So they are amazing. They are
Roswell,
Roselle. They call each other that all the time.
Oh, okay.
Like they have impacted our friendships, our children, our relationship, all of that. And it's just, I don't know. It's hard to quantify mm-hmm. How impactful these relationships are, because you can't set out knowing that something like that is going to be as transformative as it ends up being. Mm-hmm. You know mm-hmm. what I mean?
So I have a question for listeners. How open are you to the things that we are talking about?
I was going to say more friends. I was going to say Reva.
Okay.
You didn't even care about what I said. You're just trying to ask a question.
I'm adding value.
Not to me.
Doesn't matter. We're already together, so we're good.
You don't need anything else. Right. But yeah, I mean, I think mm-hmm. I wanted to highlight like some of the friendships that we have are absolutely transformative. Stephen Murphy is another example.
Mm-hmm. Stephen Plett,
mm-hmm. Hatisha. Reva,
honestly,
like
a lot
said.
Of the dudes in the mastermind, right?
Like, oh, gosh,
I put out that.
The parties.
At the park, geez, are you kidding me?
Callie. I mean, it's unreal.
Everybody. You
it's
know what I'm
unreal.
Saying?
So, yes.
I mean, it's like we started that, we put out the vibe, and we're attracting those types of people, right?
Right.
What you put out is literally what you will attract back, right?
The energy you set is the energy you get.
I love it.
Come in stinking like a turd, you'll attract flies.
Or more turds.
Or more turds. So, I'm glad that you mentioned the people in the mastermind and the mm-hmm. women's group coaching, because I'm going to show you something again. If you're watching on YouTube, you'll enjoy this. But so I am wearing a bracelet that was handcrafted
you
and
see
sent
my mic
to
stand,
me.
By the way.
I can see there's like $400 in your mic stand or $500, I suppose. So we created the Badass Husband Mastermind. So
right.
You can go to badasshusband.com. We created women's group coaching. You can find out more about that at anatomyofus.com. And the reason that I'm sharing these things with you is because the relationships that we have created within these groups are absolutely phenomenal, transformative to our marriage, our children, and our future. And I'm not freaking kidding you. So it feels like I have to pitch and sell this shit, but I'm not even going to act that way anymore,
because
it is a gift to you that
upper
I am
limit.
mentioning it. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to show you the bracelet. Here it is. ASMR.
Right. Sort of sounded so like macaroni.
Okay. Here's the bracelet that Callie made. So we have several groups in the women's group. We have the Friday Foxes. We have the Woman Up group.
The
and then
Friday
we have
Foxes.
The Il Nenes. So the Il Nenes.
What does Il Nene mean?
It means badass vagina.
Oh boy.
Carrie figured it out.
Okay.
Carrie Googled some words. So it's hilarious. So our Il Nenes on Monday, we are a team and it's amazing. We love each other. And Callie, the coolest chick on the block, made bracelets for everybody. So I actually saw Robin, who we went to Florida with.
Oh, she's wearing hers.
She's in the Il Nenes team too.
Yeah.
So her bracelet says Il Nenes, but mine.
Oh boy.
Mine is Callie's an original idea for the name was the Cooter Crew. So my bracelet literally says the Cooter Crew.
So.
And a little heart says made with love.
Growing up, Cooter Crew. No, sorry. Cooter.
Yes.
Was a Southern term for a vag.
Yeah. I know.
Was it here in the Northwest?
I don't know, but I know it because one of my friends, my gay friend Kyle, said it, and it was the funniest thing ever. He was
really?
he was a you cooter, and it was like the funniest thing. We loved it.
That's funny.
So I didn't ever hear it in any other context. Mm-hmm. But so Callie made me a bracelet says the Cooter Crew, and all the other ladies have Il Nenes, mm-hmm. and I'm not kidding you, people, when I say that these groups are transformative. The friendships and relationships and community that we're building together, you literally can't just find this stuff walking down the street. You can't. You got to go make it.
Yeah.
Build it. So if you want a relationship that's kick-ass and you want friendships that literally you support each other, you celebrate each other, you mourn and grieve with each other, you do life in a way that is like fulfilling and actually life-giving, sign up for these groups. Be intentional about the friendships that you make because they impact everything. If you have a friend who bitches about their husband all the time, who talks about how shitty their life is, who talks about how bad their luck is, you're going to be sucked into that vortex of stink and not be able to get out. So stop having friendships like that. Now, you don't need to like get rid of those people or get away from them or any of that stuff, but find replacement friends that are more influential, better supportive of all of that stuff, and it will transform your life, seriously.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Maybe it's the vibe going right now that we just had for like momentum of literally being in a room and proximity of 3,000 people who have podcasts, who are entrepreneurs, mm-hmm. who have done things, who, I mean, who
they're
knows
sharing
how many,
their dreams.
Or, who knows yeah. how many millionaires were there, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I think one of the cool vibes about the cool vibes about PodFest and stuff like that, everyone had a podcast about something they cared deeply about.
Yeah.
And it's about people following their dreams, following their passions, following, okay, dreams and passions, sure, that's overrated, that's cliche, right? But they're following their zone of genius.
Yeah.
People don't create podcasts mostly of like, I'm going to start a podcast about lawnmowers. I don't know, do I even have one? No. And just do that. No.
Right.
If they did, it'd be the worst podcast ever.
No,
because
it might be good.
It doesn't matter, right?
Oh, I see.
But a person that starts a podcast about mowers, you better be damn sure that they love lawnmowers.
Well, it's like Ask This Old House.
Right.
It's like them.
Kind of thing, right? So I want for this episode to hit different for you guys and really have you take a look and say, am I in my zone of genius? In myself, with my marriage, with my friends, with my family, with my parenting, are you in your zone?
This is about friendship. What are you talking about?
Well, okay, maybe a tangent. But I think the point is, it is possible to do whatever you want, right? It is possible to do what you want. And you can't do that alone, for sure. You cannot do that alone. So the right. value, let's see. Well, yeah, the value of your friendships determine how close you may get to your dreams or
right.
your zone of
Actually,
genius or not.
Let me say one thing and we'll wrap it up. So I'm basically like an inventor of things and I love to create and I love to make things.
Melanie Edison over here.
Things. And I've had many, 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 many people tell me, yeah, that thing, or like something like that already exists. I've had a lot of people be like, whatever. But the like two people who went, that I trust, so Paul and actually Brooke. Brooke and Paul are the people who did this, who saw Measurely,
mm-hmm.
my brand, my business that I own and created. They saw that and they were like the two people that were like, that's brilliant. Mm-hmm. That's amazing. Keep going. Don't stop. Where if I hadn't had those friendships, I would have stopped. Mm-hmm. And that business is going to make me millions of dollars.
Right.
Me, not you, me. I did it. And so I want you to remember that if you have even just one supportive friend who believes in your dream, it can be transformative. Paul and Robin were one of the reasons that we kept going with the podcast. I mean, mm-hmm. they have supported us financially, emotionally, like just as friends, but all of it, the whole way through. So basically this episode is just an ode to Paul and Robin. But anyway,
right.
As we wrap up, I want you to share this show with your friends, the friends that you want to either build more relationships with or the friends that are your like, they're in my corner. They're my kick-ass, badass friends. And I love it. And we're here. Share this show so that you can cast a vision of how you want to live within your friendships mm-hmm. and in the future and all of that stuff. Because, man, I didn't know friendships like this were possible. I truly didn't. I didn't see them growing up. I've never seen them in movies.
That's
it almost
one thing,
feels fake.
Yeah, that's one thing that I realized this weekend. Like, I know like we have a good friendship with Paul and Robin, but like more of that and like mm-hmm. more
yeah.
of stuff that
and
is it, good.
Yeah, if you want to be friends with Paul and Robin, join the mastermind and the women's group coaching. They're in both.
That's right.
So and they'll be at like all of our retreats and stuff.
That's right. So it is possible if you hear this and go, that sounds good, mm-hmm. that sounds cool, make the concerted efforts and intention in this direction, right? Mm-hmm. Okay, join a mastermind. Mm-hmm. I can give you a whole list of masterminds. It doesn't have to be ours. I think that ours is really awesome, right? Mm-hmm. Mine and Melanie's. Mm-hmm. Do coaching. Read Hal Elrod's Miracle Morning. Start it today, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. 6 steps. SAVERS is an acronym
yep.
for that. Do small steps in the right direction. If anything sounds good to you, or if anything looks good to you, if you're watching on YouTube, it's like money. Step in the direction towards this stuff, right? Mm-hmm. You know, drop what you're doing because I'm about to ruin.
Oh,
I can't think of the rest.
I don't know what that is.
Some kind of rap. So, okay, yeah, sorry, got off tangent. So wrap it up, bro.
Okay, yeah. So if you think that this is not something that's possible for you, that is a bullshit thought, and you need to hose it off just like you would hose off a dog turd off the concrete. Get that shit out of there. Flick right. it with the shovel, then hose it off. Because that's a limiting belief, and you can have this. You just got to make steps to make it happen. So anyway, mm-hmm. we love you to bits and pieces. Thank you for hanging in there with us. Again, share this show. Tag your friends. I don't mean, what the hell does that mean? Share this show.
Tag your friends on Instagram,
Facebook. Tag all your friends
Facebook,
on everything. Right. And begin making friendships that matter to you. And if you want to learn more about our groups, you can go to anatomyofus.com. And they're all there under the page for coaching and groups. But we love you.
That's right.
We'll talk to you later.
All right.
Peace.
Peace, guys.
Thanks for listening to Anatomy of Us. This podcast is produced by my mom, Melanie Studley, and hosted by my dad, Seth Studley. Our show is edited and published by our producer, Reba Hansen, from Creative Media Support. Special thanks to our Patreon members that get an extra episode every week. Thanks for watching. Love you. Bye.